Earlier today, G.T. Bynum, mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma, spoke about last night's acquittal of white police officer Betty Shelby in the shooting death of the unarmed black man Terrence Crutcher near Crutcher's stalled car. Mayor Bynum said, despite the verdict, the greatest moral issue facing his city is racial disparity.
We have to acknowledge that a divide exists in our city. We can't work to address it until we acknowledge it exists.
Many of the jurors and Terrence Crutcher's family were in tears as the not guilty verdict was read. Here's Terrence's father, Joey Crutcher, afterwards.
I don't know what was in the mind of that jury, how they could come to that conclusion. There was precise evidence that said she was guilty.
Samantha Vicent is courthouse reporter for Tulsa World. Samantha, to remind people, there is dashboard video showing Crutcher's hands were in the air. He was walking away from the officer. The tape caused outrage. Are the jurors saying why they came to their verdict?
We have not heard from a juror yet today. However, the jury sent a note to the judge about 6.5 hours into deliberations asking if they could explain their verdict in open court, to which the judge declined.
Well, and many of the jurors, as we said, were crying. How are you reading that, that they found this a complicated verdict to come to?
The jury did not seem to look at either the Crutcher family or Betty Shelby and her defense counsel as they came in the room. Everybody was very solemn. Several, if not all, the jurors looked like they had cried recently or cried in the courtroom.
Yeah. And the officer, Shelby, had testified that she fired out of fear because she said Crutcher didn't obey her commands to lie on the ground, appeared to reach inside his car for a gun. There was no gun ever found. She was also concerned he was under the influence of PCP. An autopsy showed there was PCP in his system. But how did the fact that we see on that video, when other police are there as well, after he was shot, he was not tended to at all. Was that a part of the trial?
It was. The prosecution made a big issue of the fact that Shelby, who was an EMT and still is, did not render aid, and instead another officer who was not a certified EMT rendered aid at least 2 minutes after the shooting occurred.
Look, Tulsa has a long history of troubled race relations. 1921, the race riot that left about 300 black residents dead. In 2015, there was that volunteer, Robert Bates, who shot and killed a black man after Bates, the volunteer, mistook his gun for a taser and actually shot the man instead of tasing him. And now this case. And your new mayor, who wasn't mayor when this happened, Mayor Bynum, issued a statement last night. He appeared today. He seems to be going out of his way to say, this verdict doesn't alter a course on which we're set. What's he talking about?
The mayor, during his campaign, has made the disparities in things like life expectancy between Tulsa's black community, which is predominantly in North Tulsa, and the rest of the community, a big issue in his statements. He's pointed out that life expectancy is shorter, that there is mistrust between communities of color and law enforcement. And despite his own affiliation, although our mayoral elections are nonpartisan, he is a bit right-leaning. And he, despite this, has been very affirmative of the fact that there are issues that he sees between police and communities of color and the relationship there.
That's Samantha Vicent, courthouse reporter for Tulsa World. Samantha, thank you.
You're welcome.